Of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and welcome to Jam Jam Network News. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei told locals in Lorestan that the Iranian nation has proved that they could defeat even the bitterest enemy through awareness and enlightenment. The leader said Muslim unity is a dire need now, adding Iran is trying to hold out a friendly hand to its neighbors to boost Islamic solidarity. Ayatollah Khamenei added Iran has established amicable ties with regional nations in the face of divisive efforts by the U.S. and the Zionist regime. The leader then said U.S. presence is to blame for the regional insecurity and the onus is on the regional countries to secure the Persian Gulf. Ayatollah Khamenei said Washington is behind what is going on in Iraq. President Ahmadinejad says the government and parliament should join hands to carry out their heavy responsibilities to better serve the nation. Addressing a host of elected MPs for the 8th parliament, the chief executive highlighted the need for a competent legislature which can safeguard the sanctuaries of law, justice and national interests. Urging the need for clear classification of existing laws, Ahmadinejad said the government is set to reform the national budgeting system to make it more transparent and subject to easier supervision by Parliament and other authorized organizations. The President also said the days are numbered for the illegal regime of Israel and those who suppose holding birthday anniversaries for the fabricated entity can do no good to revive the falling regime are absolutely in the wrong. Iran's permanent representative to the United Nations, Mohammad Ghazayi, elaborated on Iran's proposed package aimed at settling Tehran's nuclear dispute. Addressing a meeting attended by 118 ambassadors to the non-aligned movement, Ghazayi said the package contains practical solutions based on regional and international realities. As for the details of the package, Ghazayi said, it discusses Iran's civilian nuclear program as well as political, economic and security factors, which play a crucial role in regional and international developments. He then voiced Iran's readiness to sit at the negotiating table with global powers to debate the proposed package. Iran has unveiled its first national engine in Germany's Engine Expo 2008 in Stuttgart. The national engine, which measures up to world environmental standards, is designed and manufactured by Iran Khodro Powertrain Company, IPCO, runs on CNG and comes in three models, the 1700cc, the 1400cc and the turbocharged engine. Iran is the first Islamic country to come up with the technical know-how for designing car engines. Iran's security forces have arrested six people in connection with a blast at a religious center in the southern Iranian city of Shiraz earlier in April, when 14 people were killed and over 190 injured. Intelligence Minister Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ejei told reporters the main culprit who had a direct role in the bombing was arrested armed in one of the northern cities Wednesday afternoon as he was trying to escape from the country. The intelligence chief added five other suspects, all Iranian nationals, had also been arrested. He said explosives and cyanide have been confiscated from them. Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah warned that the current crisis in Lebanon will not come to an end unless the government drops its decisions on Hezbollah and agreed to hold national reconciliation talks. He said in live remarks that the Lebanese government is following U.S. and Israeli policies and that the movement's opposition is, in fact, opposition to Washington and Tel Aviv. The Hezbollah chief sounded a note of warning that the government is trying to turn the Beirut International Airport into a spy center for Israelis, adding Hezbollah will defy the measure. He said, "We are ready to hold dialogue at home as we remain committed to our pledges to resist the enemy plot." Nasrallah added Hezbollah is engineering a plan to counter a potential attack by the Zionist regime. Italians took to the streets across the country to protest the presence of the Zionist regime of Israel as the special guest of the international Turin Book Fair, which opened Thursday. Hundreds of protesters in Rome condemned the presence of the Zionist regime at the fair as a bid to recognize crimes committed by the illegal regime in occupied Palestine. The protesters also vent their anger at the measures which tramples the legal rights of the Palestinian nation. A major number of Muslim countries, as well as Italian elites, have boycotted the book fair. A huge anti-Israel demonstration is scheduled for Saturday.